hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Pats.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Yippee-o-ki-yay, mates. Howdy. And ahoy from the adventures of Patch the Pirate. Jonas the Cowboy Squiddly here, with a lasso in hand and a saddlebag to boot. I'm a-raring to hit the trail for the exciting conclusion to the Tumbleweed Opry, but I have a slight problem. There only be three kinds of horses here at sea. Sawhorses, made of 2x4s, seahorses that swim under the sea, and rocking horses that always go back to where they started. Be that as it may, I'm in the Wild West spirit, and I'm a-bucking at the chance to find out what's gonna happen to the town of Tumbleweed and Sweet Tea. So without further delay, here's the final episode of the Tumbleweed Opera! Yeehaw!
Mr. Auctioneer!
Yes, Mr. Tumbleweed?
That's high enough. I'll sell to the people of Tumbleweed for $12,000.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Thaddeus, you can't do that.
You're breaking the law, and we won't let you get away with it. It just ain't right.
It's my town, ain't it?
But the contract with the auctioneer says that this here town has to be sold to the highest bidder.
Is that true, Mr. Auctioneer?
Yes, sir. That's what the contract says, and that's what we're gonna do.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you for trying, Mr. Tumbleweed.
Please, forgive me, Sweet Tea. I never intended for things to turn out this way.
Howdy, bad boys. Am I too late?
I can't believe this. Another outlaw.
They're coming out of the woodwork.
The woodwork sure must be rotten.
Horse Thief Harry, well, come on down here. You're just in time.
Sorry I took so long. All these bags of money slowed me down.
That's all right, Horse Thief. We're just glad you made it.
Pronto. Go fetch the federal marshal. And I mean pronto.
Me find him, lone stranger.
I now declare that the bidding is now officially reopened. We have $12,000. Do I hear 15? 15,
what do you give? Well, what do you say, Pickpocket Pete? We got a deal?
Sure, I'll give $7,000 for that church. It'll make a great dance hall.
Auctioneer, I see your 12, and I'll raise you to $15,000.
$15,000 now. Who'll make it now? $20,000, what do you give? 20.
Okay, Bucky and Clementine, give me your totals, quick like.
Here's $5,000. And someone gave us 100 head of cattle.
And one family even gave us the deed to their house back east.
Fine. Mighty fine. Mr. Auctioneer, we're bidding $22,000.
$22,000.
Yippee-ti-yi-yay! We did it!
Take that, you outlaw bullies!
Quiet down now so we can continue with the bidding. 22,000, 22,000, 23, 23, would you get 23, 23 once, 23, would you get 23 twice? Anybody want to bid 23?
Mr. Auctioneer!
Yes, Wild Bill?
This here auction has been fun and all, but us outlaws are about ready to call it a day.
I appreciate you being such a gracious loser, even though
so we'd like to make one final bid.
One final bid? Well, the floor is open.
23. Go for it, Wild Bill. Quit horsing around.
Finish him off. Auctioneer, us outlaws are bidding 100,000 smackaroonies.
$100,000?
What?
No way.
Is that a lot?
Count it. It's all there. $100,000.
And there's plenty more where that came from.
So much for the Bible way.
Yeah, the easy way wins again.
I'll take that there deed, Thaddeus.
Wait, I got one more thing to give.
Why, what is it, Sweet Tea?
It's the gold locket I was wearing when Bucky found me 5 years ago.
You can't do that, Tea. You told me you're never gonna take it off as long as you live.
I know, but I'm taking it off now. I'd do anything to save Tumbleweed.
That's just about the highest price anyone ever paid.
Oh no, PJ. There was a much greater sacrifice than this.
I'm gonna sing and sing and sing.
reckon I'll be taking that deed now, Thaddeus.
You gentlemen just hold your horses there a little bit. I need to take a closer look at this here locket.
It's just a little girl's trinket.
It is not a trinket. There's even a diamond in the middle of the heart.
A diamond?
So there is. If this is a genuine diamond, this is a very valuable necklace.
Is there a capital T inscribed on the back of that locket?
Of course there is. That's why everybody calls me T.
Could I see the necklace, please, Mr. Auctioneer?
Certainly, Mr. Tumbleweed.
Oh, my. It couldn't be.
What?
Clementine, do you know anything at all about T's family?
Not a thing, Mr. Tumbleweed. A couple of months after we found her, Bucky stumbled onto the remains of a wagon train over yonder a couple of miles.
I'll never forget it.
It was a terrible sight. They'd been attacked and set afire. Twern't nobody alive.
We figured Sweet Tea must have wandered off just before it happened. And that's what saved her life.
I tried and tried, but I never could find out anything about that wagon train. Who was in it, where it was a-coming from, or where it was a-going to.
Oh, my soul.
Are you all right, Mr. Tumbleweed?
5 years ago, my son and his wife left home to come west with a wagon train. And we never heard from them again.
Did they have any children?
Only one little girl. I didn't want her to forget me. So, just before they left, I bought her this necklace, put it around her neck, and told her never to take it off.
Are you my grandfather?
Oh, sweetheart. I never dreamed I'd see you again.
Oh, my really for real grandfather. I'll hug you forever.
Oh, honey, don't you ever, ever let go.
Sweet, but business is business. Turn over the deed to my town. Pronto!
Me back, Lone Stranger. Me got 'em, Federal Marshal.
Get your hands up, all you sticky finger thieving thugs! It's time for you jailbirds to get back in your cage.
Oh no, Wild Bill! It's the Marshal!
Come on, Marshal, have a heart! I just couldn't stand being cooped up in the jail anymore.
And we've been behaving like angels since we busted out. Honest, Marshal.
What do you know? Looks like I hit the jackpot. Horse Thief Harry, Stick 'em Up Chuck, Safecracker, Pickpocket. The gang's all here.
You ain't got nothing on the rest of us.
We ain't busted out of jail.
And it ain't no crime to go to an auction.
We just looking for bargains like everybody else.
What are you boys paying with?
Money, of course.
The money in these here bags?
Is it now against the law to have money in bags?
That depends.
On what?
Well, this here money bag says First National Bank.
So? What of it?
The First National Bank got robbed at 9 o'clock this morning. Fact is, every bank within 200 miles of here has been robbed in the last 3 days.
Uh-oh. I'm getting out of here.
Me too!
Don't anybody move. Me and the marshal done got you covered.
Now, all you outlaws, put your hands on your heads, and let's march on out of here single file like.
I don't want to go back to jail, Wild Bill.
Oh. Button your lip, you lily-livered sissy.
Don't you talk about my liver that way, Buster.
Mind your manners now. Pick up the pace, you varmints.
Not the jailhouse again.
My bed's probably still warm.
Maybe I can pick the lock.
Easy come, easy go.
Mr. Tumbleweed, here's the money we owe you for this here town.
You don't owe me any money. I owe you.
What? What do you mean?
How could I ever repay you for raising my granddaughter?
Oh, fiddlesticks. We don't want no money for looking after Sweet Tea.
I know. And that's why I'm giving each one of you the deed to your own property as a gift.
A gift?
Thank the Lord.
But what are you going to do, Grandpa?
Well, maybe I could move back into that big old mansion in the middle of town. If you folks would have me.
You're already part of the family, Uncle Thaddeus.
Why, thank you, Bucky.
Can I live with you, Grandpa?
Well, I was hoping you would, Sweet Tea. And we'll have lots of room so all our friends, our family, can visit whenever they want.
Grandpa, what does the tea in my locket stand for?
Well, it stands for Tumbleena. Tumbleena Tumbleweed.
Is that my real name?
Yes, it is, sweetheart.
Grandpa, would you mind too much if folks still called me Sweet Tea?
Well, I wouldn't mind at all, honey. Fact is, I think that name fits you to a T. Sweet, Sweet Tea.
Well, Lone Stranger, we have a lot to be thankful for. The Lord has certainly worked out things for the best.
He sure enough has, Captain Patch. Once again, I've seen the truth of the Tumbleweed Creed. The best way usually ain't the easy way, but it's always
the Bible way.
You speak of truth.
This has been the Adventures of Patch the Pirate Story and Song broadcast. For a free brochure, call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH.